This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The alleged gunman in the Boulder King Super shooting was in court today, just a few weeks before the start of his trial. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
An officer testified to the judge in Boulder that the alleged shooter asked to talk to his mother in the moments after killing 10 people at the grocery store, including a Boulder police officer. Law enforcement officers say he appeared, quote, eerily calm, but that he wanted to speak to his mom and had stripped down to his underwear after the shooting. The man has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Prosecutors say they have evidence he knew what he was doing that day. Jury selection for the trial starts August 26th. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
An Olathe steel fabricator has new managers, its employees. Rocky Mountain Steel announced after nearly three decades in business that it's transitioned to an employee-owned model. President Dylan Wyman.
We believe that we could easily double this company over the next 5 years or so. We're really ambitious, and you know, ultimately the employees are the ones that are going to benefit from it, so everybody's really excited about that.
The company received government support as part of a program to increase employee-owned companies in Colorado. More than 200 such companies exist across the state. And a school bus driver is credited with saving 14 children in Aurora after the bus burst into flames. The engine fire started Wednesday afternoon while the kids were on their way home. The fire was accidental, and the driver pulled over after seeing the flames. Officials say the driver's quick thinking ensured everyone's safety. In Grand Junction, mostly clear for the rest of the evening with lows in the 60s overnight. This is CPR News.